So glad that you could join us today. For those of you in the sanctuary, we're glad that you are here. For those of you who are watching via our live stream, we are glad that you have joined us wherever you are at, whether it's at home or some other location. We're glad that we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. I'm just happy that there are people in the sanctuary. Last year on Easter, nobody was in this place due to COVID, and we've been through this event now for a whole year, but at least at 15%, we can have some people in our sanctuary today. Let us be reminded that today is Resurrection Sunday, and as Christians, we celebrate the fact that God broke the bondage of sin and death. A whole new chapter has begun. A whole new chapter in history has begun. And it's all based on the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It can turn our unbelief into faith, our pessimism into hope, our defeat into victory. The resurrection of Jesus Christ assures us that no matter how hard things become, no matter how difficult COVID has been, there is a newness to life that we can experience. Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, I praise you today, Lord, as the one who died so that we can have life. Lord, I praise you today as the one who was raised from the dead so that today we might be also raised from the dead. I praise you for giving us hope that endures. I praise you for being the one who makes all things new. I praise you, Lord. I praise you and bring you glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus, for your newness of life that we can now embrace. In his name, in your name we pray. Amen and amen. I had a brilliant idea several years ago. Well, when our children were smaller, they were about 7 or 10, I happened to be in a pet store. And I saw a sign that said, you can purchase a bag of sawdust, a cage with a wheel in it, a bag of food, and 2 mice for $19.99. And so I thought to myself, I am going to surprise our children with a couple of mice. Maybe they would be excited. Maybe they would learn some responsibility of taking care of some animals. And so I purchased a bag of sawdust, a cage with a wheel in it, some food, and 2 mice for $19.99. When I came home, my wife wasn't too thrilled and not too happy, but she relented. And our children named the mice Ricky and Nicky, 2 cousins of Mickey Mouse. So our children played with the mice for about 1 day. In fact, we lost a mouse for a little while, and then after a frantic search, we finally found it somewhere in our house. But there was something different about these 2 mice. They were very lethargic. They never went on the wheel that turned round and round. They never went on that. They seemed to have no energy. They were simply mice that laid around and did nothing. Well, one morning, we woke up and there was this horrible stench in our house. And we discovered, very unexpectedly, that instead of 2 mice being in the cage, there were now 11 mice there. The first words out of my wife's mouth were, Werner, you have to figure out how to get rid of all of these mice. Now, despite this unexpected thing, this horrific stench that we experienced in our house, there was something very exhilarating to watch the birth of these mice and to watch the newness of life being expressed. I must tell you, it was absolutely fascinating, and all of us in our family were pressed up against the cage, and we were watching the dynamics of how quickly these two mice took upon themselves instinctively to care and to nurture all of these new mice that had been born. Life, newness of life, watching new mice being born, blind, and then coming to life and their eyes developing was absolutely an exquisite experience that I will never forget. Just recently, a few months ago, I was in Starbucks and buying a coffee, and I dropped my iPhone. My iPhone slipped out of my hand, and it hit the tile floor in Starbucks. And I didn't realize it, but then I remembered the words of someone who told me that iPhones are made of glass. And I thought to myself that I could still use it. Maybe you've had that experience too, where you've dropped your phone and it shattered, or the screen was somewhat broken. And I tried to use it. I thought I could use it, but the glass made it very difficult to see. The screen had been shattered. Wouldn't it be great if you could take this broken phone, the shattered screen on the phone, and walk into the store and say, you know, I dropped my iPhone, it's got cracked glass, can I just have a new one? But unfortunately, that's not how it works. You just can't walk in somewhere and exchange something that was broken and walk out with a new one. In fact, in our experiences, we had a refrigerator that the day after the warranty expired, our refrigerator stopped working as well. You just can't walk into a place and say, I have this, but it's expired. You can't just walk in and walk out with something new. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't you think it would be great to have everything that you owned have an extended or a lifetime warranty on it? What is that one thing in your life? Right now, in your life, what is that one thing that you wish you could have something new? What would that be? Would it be a new microwave? Would it be a new sofa, perhaps? Maybe a new phone, a new car, a new house? Maybe new health? Maybe your health is broken and you're hoping and wishing that maybe I could have some new health. Perhaps some people would say, I need a new spouse. I need a new job. Maybe some would say, I need a new purpose in life. Maybe there are some people, some of you who are sitting here or some of you who are watching right now, maybe there are some of you who would say, especially after losing an entire year of living life as we used to know it, living life under this COVID condition, maybe there are some people who would say today, I need new hope. I've been very discouraged lately. I need new hope, or I need a new passion. I've lost my motivation for life. I need new passion. Maybe somebody would say, I need a new beginning, a whole new life. Wouldn't it be great if we could start life over again? Get rid of all the regrets, all the guilt, all those things that so hinder us and undermine us and burden us. Maybe there are some people who would say, I need a new beginning in life. But I've got good news for you, friends. And the good news is that this Easter, we can know beyond any shadow of doubt that that's exactly what God is trying to say to us through Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that God is trying to say to us that we can have a new life. God is bringing newness into our lives, into our world that is broken, that is busted. And yes, friends, our world is dead, spiritually dead. God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is bringing newness of life. God is giving us a new opportunity for a new. Look what the Bible says in John chapter 11, verse 25. It validates what I'm talking about this morning. Jesus said these words, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. That's the power of the resurrection. Since Jesus came back to life, since Jesus was resurrected, it means that everyone who believes in him can have a new life. Even though we will all experience death, there is also the incredible promise that Jesus made. The promise is that through him, we will experience heaven. So, my friends, as we celebrate Easter in 2021, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are celebrating not just the physical resurrection of our Lord. That happened in the past. We are also celebrating our own resurrection. In the future, one day, you and I will experience the power of the resurrection. We can celebrate our own resurrection. That's what we need to be celebrating, because the newness of God's new life in us is through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. So the resurrection, and the reason we celebrate, the resurrection of Jesus is a preview of something that is going to happen to all of us. Our celebration today, our celebration, our rejoicing, whether at home or here in the sanctuary in person, our celebration today is the coming attraction of what is someday going to happen to all of us. I feel sometimes that we neglect this important truth. We neglect to highlight this important point. Somehow in all of our celebration, somehow we miss the aspect of our festivities. The message of Easter somehow has become diluted. And we, as devoted followers of Christ, we have in us this incredible eternal message of life. Yet if you observe sometimes in our life and in our city, in our environment, sometimes you notice that there is a greater excitement about coloring eggs or chocolate bunnies that are hollow. In fact, I remember when I was a young child growing up, receiving a chocolate bunny and taking my first bite, took the head off of that bunny from the neck up, and I realized this bunny is hollow. And I remember my parents would spiritualize that. They would say, you see, it's empty. The bunny is hollow, just like the tomb of Jesus. Certainly, when you look at Easter, we've accumulated and embraced some very strange customs. But I want to tell you today, friends, ultimately, Easter is about a new life. Easter is about newness of life here on this planet and after death, continued life in heaven. Now, can I suggest to you that when you embrace this truth, when you embrace the wonder of this incredible message, and you really begin to comprehend it, and you take it in, it changes everything, or it should change everything in your life. Because Jesus conquered the grave, because Jesus conquered death, because Jesus defeated death and the grave, we now have this incredible promise of eternal life. Listen, death is not the end. Instead, it's the beginning of something new. Notice how the Bible says it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. That, my friends, that verse is what Easter is all about. That's why we celebrate. Death is not the end. It's the beginning. It's the new beginning. There is new life. And so when Jesus was raised from the tomb on Resurrection Day, he made new life possible for us in heaven. I like the way the book of Revelation describes this new life. Here's how it is described in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 and verse 5. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All things are gone forever. And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." Can we look at that statement again? Can we look at that phrase again? Notice what it says. I am making everything new. The old is gone. Everything is new. Gone are the viruses that destruct our lives. Gone are the hospitals with waiting rooms. Gone are the tear-stained divorce papers. Gone are the motionless ultrasounds. Gone are the foreclosures, bankruptcy notices. Gone are all the wheelchairs in the world. Gone with loneliness, cancer, and abuse. Justice is restored. It's all going to be gone, no more. Everything is going to be new. That's what the word describes for us. Everything is going to be new. And that's why we celebrate Easter. But if we are honest, many of us are excited about this good news. We love to celebrate Easter. And certainly if you are a person who's put their faith and trust and in the accomplishment of Jesus, and you understand and embrace the power of God resurrecting Jesus, and you understand the significance of Christ's power over death and the grave, and that his provision for one day will be heaven for us, that's great news, but it's all in the future. And maybe you are thinking today, but what about my life right now? Great message, Pastor. Great truth that you're presenting to us, but I'm living in the real world right now. It's great that you talk about no tears in heaven one day. That's great, but right now, my heart is broken. No loneliness, that's fantastic one day, but right now, I don't have a friend. It's great that you're talking about no heartache and no suffering and no pain. That's good news, but right now, I'm experiencing a lot of hurt in my world. Justice being restored, that's marvelous, Pastor, but right now, there is still discrimination and there is still abuse. You see, friends, it's not that we're not excited about the future, it's just that we could use a lot of new right now in our world. Can I just illustrate this truth, this important point, this concept? Can I just illustrate it with you for a moment? If you would, take a moment to imagine in your mind that you were a relative of Pedro Pasagit. Pedro won the Powerball jackpot lottery. $338 million jackpot. And because you are a relative, you received a call from his attorney who tells you that Pedro has decided that he is going to give every living relative $1 million. Immediately, as you're talking to the attorney on the phone, you begin to breathe a huge sigh of relief. This incredible peace settles over your spirit as you begin to think to yourself, All my bills will be paid. Imagine, I'm just imagining all the pressure is going to be relieved out of my life. But then the attorney tells you that Pedro did not take the lump sum of his winnings. Instead, he took the annuity plan where he takes like $20 million a year for the next 25, 30 years. And as a result, the attorney tells you, he is only going to give each relative $1 million per year, and that you have been assigned as the number 18th relative. Congratulations, You've been given a gift, but you're not going to get it for 18 years. Now, it's still great news, and you are thrilled about the income of $1 million that you are going to get. But there's one thing that has changed the excitement in your life. It's nice to know that you are going to get something in the future. But as you hang up the phone, you look over to your desk, and there you see all the bills, all the debt that has piled up, and you cannot pay that off right away. And perhaps that's what you feel like today. Perhaps when you shut down your computer or turn off the screen or walk away from the sanctuary today from this Easter service, after you've been here or you've finished watching, you think to yourself, great, fantastic, I've got new life, one day in heaven. And you're excited about this resurrection that we've been talking about and celebrating. But as soon as you get up from the lunch table and lunch is over this afternoon, you're sitting on your sofa and you realize that I'm still overwhelmed by the burdens of life right now. But what if I told you, friends, what if I told you that the message of Easter isn't just one day in the future? What if I told you that the message of Easter can begin right now? That in fact, the message begins now. New begins now. It's ongoing. Look how the Bible describes it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 through verse 17. It says here, he died for everyone so that those who receive this new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. And it goes on to say, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. It doesn't say will begin, it says has begun. See, in this verse, in that brief statement, in those two words, has begun, the promise of Easter is contained. Easter is not new life one day, but the promise of the resurrection is captured in this phrase, new begins now. You may want to write that down. New begins now. Now listen, if you comprehend that, if you can comprehend that, and you begin to let that statement begin to settle into your spirit, you begin to embrace the truth of that spirit, it can begin to change everything in your life. If we can live in this reality, if we can live in this belief system that our eternal life has begun right now, our eternal life has started right now. It will change how you live. It will change your perspective on life. It will recreate new passions and purpose in your life. When you can embrace the truth of Christianity and as a wholehearted follower of Jesus Christ, if you can embrace that new life begins now, your life can take a new path, a new trajectory into the future. Your life begins now and continues past death into a new world. That's what the description is here. When you become a follower of Jesus, when you become a Christian, you start a new life, but you continue to live in this old world. Yes, the new life has begun. You have new purpose. You have a new passion. You have a new perspective. But you're still dealing with this old world and all the crappy stuff that sometimes overwhelms our life in this world. When I was thinking about this resurrection power this week, I was thinking about living in this old world and how can we live in this new power? How can we experience this new power that the Bible is describing for us? I began to think that is somewhat the description of how so many people are looking at their life, how they describe their life. They would say, not in so many words, that people are tired. They would say that they're exhausted. People say that they need to be re-energized, that they're drained and they're empty and they're worn out and they're spent. Those are some of the words that people are describing during this whole COVID season. I have no energy left. I am depleted. I am completely spent. Those are some of the descriptions that people describe of the world today. It's interesting to me that our economy reflects that. Did you know that global energy drinks will reach $86 billion by the year 2026? It's almost hard to fathom. It's almost hard to imagine. It's hard to comprehend how much money people are spending on energy drinks. Red Bull, 5-Hour Energy, the Monster Drink, Rockstar. People are sleeping less, have more responsibilities, have a more extenuated, busy schedule, and they need energy to make it through the day. We need the power. We need the strength for today, not just to get through it. So we drink energy drinks, highly caffeinated drinks, in order to feel that we can make it through our day. But here, I want you to listen to this real close. Here's what I want you to know, friends, today. There is no formula that anyone has come up with today to give you the power to forgive. To forgive the person who perhaps cheated you out of your childhood, the person who cheated you out of a marriage, the person who may have cheated you out of retirement funds. Listen, there is no energy drink that you can purchase that can give you hope. There is no energy drink that will give you the power to stop something. There is no energy drink that you can purchase or buy at a local store that will stop you from gambling. There is no energy drink that will stop you from abusing. There is no energy drink that will stop you from lusting. There is no energy drink that will stop you from spending into debt. There is no energy drink that will help alleviate grief or divorce or unemployment. There is no energy drink that will help you overcome a bad medical diagnosis. The world does not offer this kind of power. And you certainly cannot find this power within yourself. You yourself cannot muster up enough strength and energy to overcome situations and circumstances that overwhelm you. But here, get this. You may want to write this down. The power of Christ in you is greater than the troubles around you. That's the difference of the resurrection. Look what the Bible says. There is a new power available to you through Jesus Christ because of the resurrection. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through verse 20 says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realm. That's what Paul is praying for. And as the Apostle Paul, that's what I pray for. I pray that you would know the power of the resurrection in your life right now. My prayer for you is that you would know the power of the resurrection, not one day, not someday in the future, but right now. My prayer for you is that you would know the power of the resurrection, not just to get through this day, not just to cope sometimes, not just to deal with life, but that you would experience the power of the resurrection right now, that the wisdom of God's power in your life would exude and come forth and bring you to a place of understanding and knowing that there is a power available to you because of the resurrection of Jesus that will help you overcome any circumstance and situation in your life. That's the resurrection. That's the power that we celebrate today. There was a question that was asked on multitude social media platforms, and people responded to the question. And the question was this: how would you finish this statement? Through Christ, God has given me a new. And then there was a blank. What would you say? What would you put into the blank? How would you finish this statement? Through Christ, God has given me a new what? So people responded to this question. Some people wrote, through Jesus Christ, God has given me a new strength. Others wrote, God, through Jesus, has given me a new identity, a new attitude. Someone wrote, a new marriage. Through Christ, God has given me a new family, a new hope, a new joy. Through Christ, God has given me new peace. Through Christ, God has given me a new canvas on which He is painting a new life for me. But the number one response of all the respondents to this statement, through Christ, God has given me, the number one response was, through Christ, God has given me a new beginning. My friends, that is what defines the resurrection. Because Jesus died, and because Jesus rose again, the old can be left behind, our sins are forgiven, a new life can begin and has begun now. Look what the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. So it's okay to come. It's okay to come into this sanctuary. It's okay to watch online this service. And during this time, feel broken, hurting, worn out. It's okay to be in a place where you feel much disappointment. Perhaps you are feeling immense grief and guilt. It's okay to come. And it's okay to watch and have all of these feelings that kind of bring down our life. But it wouldn't be Easter if you and I couldn't start today with new. It wouldn't be Easter if we weren't able to leave wherever we're at right now and go our separate ways without the knowledge of knowing that I can be and am living a new life. Can I remind you that new begins now? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, today for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought a new beginning, a new life into our lives. And it doesn't end with death, but new continues in a new heaven and a new earth. And God, thank you for the promise that you have given to all of us that we can live a new empowered life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May we live in that truth. May we live in the proclamation of that good news. New is now. And we live in the newness of your life. In Jesus' name I pray. May we walk in it every single day of our lives to your honor and your glory, Lord Jesus. And everyone said, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching with us today. We certainly appreciate it. If you're interested, next week at 10:30, we will have another service, in-person service, but you need to register since we are only at 15% capacity. Go online, register. We would love to see you. Have a great Easter weekend. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Amen.